Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Timothy Hawk.
From the Bird.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Bam, 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 bam. It's always there. It's always playing. And it seems to be always running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even with the old mixing board. It's always there.
Look at that.
How about that? Are you there?
Yes, are you there? I thought you were going to keep talking.
I was just wondering. Okay. I was just waiting for you to drop in there, but that's okay.
No, go ahead. Do your spiel, please.
I've spieled.
Have you spieled?
I've spieled. Yes, I think we'll start the show. How about that? My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us for another quarantine cast. We have still not mastered this.
No.
Nor will we ever.
It doesn't matter. You know, I think as long as we, you know, have some sort of awareness as to how it should go, I think everything's okay.
Well, as long as the music is still good, that's what really matters.
If we professionalize things, you know, we'd give you a microphone that was similar to the one I have here, you know, you wouldn't be talking.
I don't need it.
You don't need it. That little thing hanging from your neck is doing just fine. That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's just as well. You don't want it. You want anything in your way. You need your hands free and you want your general area.
Yes.
Free.
For other broadcast purposes, yes.
Yes, for all hands necessary purposes. But it might be a show where you might not need your hands at all. All you need is, oh, well, see, he does need his hands, you know, his hands and his head. All right.
Yes. All right, introduce the show, man. Let's
go. Okay, yes. Well, we'll do it. It's a show that's dedicated to songs that seem to go on forever. It's Long Song Silver, episode 16, and we're getting proggy with it, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing six songs, five of which are over 11 minutes long. So
that's right. So it's our testament to the long song. Just a little history for people jumping in. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
It has.
So when you're listening to the radio,
yes.
In the old days, late at night, the radio station was really just two people. It was the guy on the microphone and whoever was cleaning up the waste baskets. And
right.
That was it. That's your radio station from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Nobody's there. So sometimes late at night, the DJ has to do other things. Like go to the bathroom, answer phone calls, eat, smoke a joint, drink some coffee. It's got a lot of things to do around 2 a.m.
That's right.
So what are you going to do? You're going to put on a 12-minute long song and you're going to go get all your stuff done. So, just to take us back to being like our forefathers of radio, it's time to just put on some long music and goof around, man.
There you go, and just chill and see if your attention span can hold on to it. This is for the attention span challenged. If you are challenged,
oh, this week especially.
Oh, especially this week. Like I said, we have six songs, and five of them are over 11 minutes long. And
yes.
One close to 12.
And we should tell them this is one of the rare times. This is your program. This one is sequenced songs picked by Scott. So really, if you want to blame somebody for this week, it's not me.
I am the responsible party for this musical monstrosity. No, it's not a monstrosity.
No. But it's oof, man. Seriously, get your bongs ready.
Yes, it's pushing the attention span limits. There's no doubt about it. But everything is enjoyable. But it is thoroughly progressive rock. This is, I would say, these are six of my favorite bands, no doubt about that. So
oh yeah, totally.
I'm in charge here. I'm in charge of this one. Okay, so we're going to start it out with a really great band, one of the members whom we lost last year in 2020. We lost Neil Peart. We're going to listen to the band Rush. Neil was a great drummer.
I'd forgotten that he passed away.
This is actually a fairly good showcase of his talents, of all of the percussive instruments that he had at his hand. Xanadu from the album A Farewell to Kings. A Farewell to Kings is a really great album. It's got some great songs on it, and this one is truly.
What year is this?
This is 19. Oh, that's a good question. Let me just take a quick look here. Farewell to Kings came out in 1977. So this came out while I was still in high school. So you can get ready like Anthony is for the song. We're going to listen. Let's listen to Rush right now. This is Xanadu from the album Farewell to Kings.
to see the sacred river out, to walk the caves of ice, to break my fast on honeydew and drink the milk of paradise.
There you go. That is Rush. Wow. From A Farewell to Kings, that is Xanadu. A nice epic.
Yes. Worthy of Kublai Khan it was, yes.
I think so. And the Pleasure Dome and all of that. Wow, my goodness.
That was a nice epic.
That was
a whole English paper and a song. It was great.
There you go. You could write your entire thesis on that, on Kublai Khan and the Pleasure Dome of Xanadu.
Take that, Samuel Taylor Coleridge.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But that's really nice. I really like that record. I like Rush. I do like Rush. And even the early stuff, which is a little grating, is actually, it rocks very, very nicely.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is it rocks when they choose to rock, which is the other thing. They don't choose to rock enough. And that voice, I love Geddy Lee as a person, like as a man. Like if I ever met him in person, I'd shake his hand and be like, "You're a good dude."
Yeah, right.
But like, oh my god, that voice! I can't get with that squeaky voice he does.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
and like the band rocks, and he's a great bass player, and they have the best drummer in rock, and Alex Lifeson rocks, kicks ass too. Like they're a great band. They're the tightest three piece ever, really, by far. But oh my god, that voice.
Yeah,
bring it down a notch, man.
Well, okay. So, but this it's not so bad.
It wasn't so bad on that song. It was not so bad on that song. Okay. It's just
you're being a little harsh.
I still have flashbacks to Tom Sawyer. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, you're being a little harsh. There are a lot of Rush fans out there
there are
that want to just like flatten your tires.
Well, it's a good thing they're all old now and they can't do that. So
that's right. This is true.
Can't fight that one, can you?
No, I guess not. No. When you have mobility issues, you know, you can't really talk about that stuff.
That's right. Their whole fan base, ADA compliant.
That's All right, before we get into any more trouble.
Let's get back to it.
Yes.
Yeah, so let me introduce this one.
All right.
So here's a band that is known for one real big hit single. Is it Owner of a Lonely Heart? That's them?
There's that one. Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
What was the other? There's another one, right?
That was Roundabout.
Was the crossover. Which one?
Roundabout.
Oh, Roundabout. Yeah, see, that one I heard so many times growing up on classic rock radio.
Yes.
But the band is Yes. They had a really interesting career around for 50 years, something like that.
Yeah, in that range, yeah. Probably 50, about 50 years, I'd say.
Put out about 35 records, I want to say. There's a lot of material.
That's a lot of stuff, yes.
And so there's one record of theirs that Scott has been trying to get me to listen to for 50,000 years, still haven't done it, never gonna do it. It's called Fragile.
You should. It's a good record.
You've been selling me on this album forever.
It's the one where they really all participated in. They all composed a track unto themselves. So
their music is a little bit much for me, but let's give it another try.
Okay. All right. So
here we go. This is Yes at the song called Heart of the Sunrise from the record Fragile, which was a monster seller for them.
That's right.
So drugs are always popular. So play it, Scott. Here's Heart of the Sunrise.
Thank you. You.
love comes to you, and then after.
There you go. And a quick ending. It's going to have a little more here. There's going to be actually a little bit here, just so.
Not gonna lie, I like that part of the song.
It was the end of the record. You'll hear the door close in just a second here.
Is this when they get kicked out of the studio?
I guess that's the end of it. There's usually a door closing at the end of this, I think. Oh, well. I guess not. Oh, well. So that was a song that appeared at the end of the record, which is why you have the montages of sound. It sort of reflects all the other tracks on the record.
Is this bringing back musical themes? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. That's precisely right. It's a coda of musical themes. So
yeah, whatever.
Heart of the Sunrise. Yes. Heart of the Sunrise by Yes from the album Fragile from 1973. So... Great.
Is it that old? Gosh darn.
Yes, it's pretty amazing. I believe it's 1973.
So when they were on MTV, they were already old.
I take that back. It's 1971. Oh, that album is 50 years old.
Jeez. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Okay. 1971 had a lot of really great records released in it, and that was one of them.
Yeah, totally. That was a good year for music.
It was. It was a very good year for music.
Man, that was just a great song. Good call on that one, Scott. All right, I might have to go check out that Yes record.
Yes, you better. Now that I have given you a preview, an educational preview of this, you as an educator and somebody who has educated and taught should be able to accept a lesson every once in a while.
You would think so.
Yeah, you would think so.
Anyway, let's get back to it.
Okay,
this is another band I'm not super familiar at all with. Do you want to give us the lowdown?
Oh, I'd be happy to. The name of the band is Gong, and it's led by a guy by the name of David Allen, and Steve Hillage was the guitarist in it for a long time, and there's a whole lot of really strange, wild people in this really spacey, trippy, really wild out collective of people. Gong put out several records. They put out a trilogy called Radio Gnome 1, 2, and 3, and it was a really kind of fun, really strange, odd, lysergic type of collective music. It was very, very strange, and it's certainly worth checking out. And Gong had a lot of really great records. They changed over the years. They started out as kind of a weird electronic headband, and then they changed into a band that was made up of a lot of percussionists and a very unique French percussionist, as a matter of fact, Pierre Marillion and a few other people. And then they changed back, and this was back in their day when they were still flying around on their teapots and their space saucers and doing all kinds of really strange drugs.
And having, so you mean drugs? They were doing drugs.
They were doing drugs, basically. Yes. This is a song from the first installment of the Radio Gnome trilogy album, Flying Teapot. This is the title track, Flying Teapot. Take off, kitty.
Thank you.
Yep. That's it. The fake ending and everything.
Laughing. I started laughing during the Pots and Pans solo. For a second there, too, they were like, you know what, we're going to sound like the Doors for a minute. And then they just said, you know what, fuck that.
That's right. Everybody wants to sound like the Doors for a minute. And then they said, wait.
They did there for like a second there. After the Pots and Pans solo, there was like that little beat there. It's like, oh my gosh, that's the Waiting for the Storm. Waiting for the Sun. What was it? Riders on the Storm. It's a beat for a second.
For a second.
And then they just drop it. And then they just drop it and start just pounding on noises like a cat walked across a piano.
That's a good description of it. That's a problem.
That's exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like 2 a.m. and a cat walking across a piano.
There you go. That works. That's a great description. I haven't heard
reason
that
why
one.
I don't have a piano.
Yeah, there you go. And you don't play one, do you? So there's no reason.
I've always wanted to learn. No, that's one of my all-time things I wish I'd done.
Learn how to play
piano. It's one of those things you can bust out. If there's a piano somewhere and you just start playing it, everyone thinks you're the coolest person ever.
There you go. That's exactly right.
And you know what?
I do too. I wish.
Guy at the piano, not as douchey as guy who brings guitar to parties.
Or bongos.
Oh, no. Bongos are the worst. No. That's a guy you don't want to be.
That's right. Reduce the douche factor and learn to play the piano.
Seriously.
Anyway, that was Gong and Flying Teapot from the album of the same name. Actually, we took that from a Best of Radio Gnome Invisible Trilogy collection. And
what a weird song.
So that just demonstrates how weird the band is. You know, so
you know what? I'm not going to say I didn't like it. I did like it.
It has its moments.
Very interesting. It sounded like soundtrack music to me of a weird movie. It's one of those kind of vibes.
That's a good description. Like, yeah, the second
that
album
could be in the trailer of a freaky drug movie.
The second album is like that a lot. It's has that soundtracky feel to it. The songs are a bit shorter and more compact, and it really has a different.
Well, like
vibe.
I texted you during the. They sounded like What If Khan Wanted to Dance.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's right. So
a little bit. Get those Germans moving.
It's the exotic sound. They have a very exotic flavor to their music.
Where is Gong from? Is this an English band?
English French. They're a combination of French and English musicians.
It's just a bunch of Euros making noise. Then is what you're saying.
A bunch of hippie Euro hippies making noise.
Okay, those guys are all right. Then.
They're a hippie avant-garde collective. So they have a unique sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, do you want to do the plugs now? Or do
I was
you
just about to think
tune?
That. I was just about to say, yeah. Should I do the plugs, or do you want to do?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. It's your show, man.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Take over.
I shall, and I'm going to fade you out so you can sit there and just do whatever you want to do in silence. You know. Yes, that's right. Can't hear a thing you're saying. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send your missives there, and we will reply to them, missives and misters. So check that out, balconyradio@gmail.com. And speaking of checking things out, you want to also check out our website, which is balconyradio.com. Things happening there, like our stream, which goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Monday through Saturday, we play just about everything that we have in our 63,000 or so track collection. And then on Sunday, we narrow things down to jazz, which is getting bigger and bigger every day, and more jazz is on the way. So both of those playlists and both of those libraries are getting very, very large every week, I promise you. So that's our stream, which is right there at balconyradio.com. You can, of course, subscribe to the podcast and the RSS feed by clicking on the RSS button that is there. If you have a problem with that, we'll try and work it out for you. So that's there at balconyradio.com and a few other things. All of our old shows are posted there, or most of them anyway. We're getting them back up slowly but surely. But all the new ones are there, and all the most recent ones. So that's at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out on the social networking platforms. First off, you can check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post a lot of fun things on Instagram. At Balcony Radio is the handle, and so stay with us on that. We are also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradiofm, and so we post all of our new shows on Facebook. and those go up every Sunday. And those we also post a lot of great musical articles and follow a lot of great stories and try and keep you on top of things on the Facebook page at Balcony Radio FM. And we have this kind of Twitter account that we don't even go near, which is at Balcony Radio. So don't bother following it. It's not important. So, but there you go. Instagram and Facebook are the best platforms to find Balcony Radio and have the most fun. And, of course, balconyradio.com is the website. Isn't that correct, my friend?
Yes, it is, especially the don't bother following us on Twitter part. Really, just don't go on Twitter at all.
Yeah,
just don't. Just don't. It's the worst.
No, not fun. Anyway, let's get back into some really spacey material here. We're going to dip into
It doesn't get much spacier than this. It really doesn't.
We're going to listen to some Pink Floyd here. And this is the title track from the first record that came out after... after Sid had left the band, so...
So this is album number 3 then, right?
This would be
is
album...
Is it Piper at the Gates of Dawn? And oh, this is album 2.
This is album 2, Sauce Full of Secrets.
That's right.
So we're going to listen to the title track from that record right about now. So strap in your seats, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Yes, with the Mellotron screaming in the background. That is Pink Floyd from and the title track of their album, A Saucer Full of Secrets. In the beginning stages of their experimental later years, I guess you could say that their extended track here was sort of a was something that was a vision of things to come, I guess you could say.
Well, that, I think it was also recorded to accompany Vision. The listeners.
I'm sorry, you better actually. Could you repeat that? You dropped out a little bit there, my friend. Did you?
I think that song is recorded to accompany Vins. If you catch my drift, it sounds like an entire LSD trip.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Right. I think our connection is getting a little bit weak here, but kind of. Are you still there, my friend?
Oh, no, can you hear me? You
dropping in? You're dropping in and out. Oh my goodness. Oh well. Let me do this. Let's hang on here one second. Okay, now we've got our technical things taken care of. So, Pink Floyd.
Hey,
Pink
can Floyd. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you very much. Pink Floyd put the zap on our electronics here, I think.
Is that?
I think that's it. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's. Did you introduce the next song yet? I didn't catch that.
No, not yet. I was waiting to make a connection back with you here to make sure.
Are we connected? Are we on the air?
We are back on the air. We are.
This is rolling.
Oh, we are rolling. Surprise.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move along here to something a little bit different, I guess, from the last couple of tracks that we've listened to. We're going to listen to some Genesis now. And some Peter Gabriel era Genesis. This is somewhat near the end. This is from the record Selling England by the Pound, which is a really good record.
This is pretty early, 1973. Doesn't he hang out till the end of the 70s?
Yeah, I guess that would be true. Is that when this came out, 73? I thought this was
73.
That was this record, and then. And then The Lamb Lies Down right after this.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Oh, all right. Pardon my nonsense. Okay, so let's get on with it then. Let's listen to some Genesis from Selling England by the Pound. This is called The Cinema Show. Here we go.
Dabs her skin with pretty smells, concealing to appeal. I will make my bed, she said, the time to go. Can she be late for her cinema show? Cinema show. Romeo locks his basement flat and scurries up the stair, with head held high and floral tie, a weekend millionaire. I will make my bed with her tonight, he cries. Can he fail, armed with his chocolate surprise? Take a little trip back with Father Tiresias. Listen to the old one speak of all he has lived through. I have crossed between the poles, beneath
there's no mystery. Once a man like the sea I raged, once a woman like the earth I gave, but there is in fact more earth than sea. We'll be right back.
That is Genesis.
the same band that did Invisible Touch.
That is the band that did Invisible Touch, believe it or not. That was called The Cinema Show from Selling England by the Pound. Their 1973 release, their next to last record with Peter Gabriel, just before Lamb Lies Down. So there you go.
Before they both diverged on separate yet equal careers, I would say. Peter became a massive star and they got really big too. So that's one of those times when breaking up the band kind of went okay.
They both had their equal amount of success. That's very, very true.
That's rare. And we can only think of another instance of that happening.
That's right, where the lead singer breaks off to their own big career and the other...
And the band still stays big.
And the band still stays big. Hmm. Yeah.
I can't think of it. I guess Gwen Stefani, maybe?
No, I don't think so. No.
Not as big.
Not as big. No, I don't think so. I think that was probably
another example.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, quite frankly.
Jason Isbell, you nerd.
There you go. I never even thought
of
it that
way. That's the other example I can think of. That's the other example.
That's
but
right.
He's not as big either, but it's the same sitch.
Same type of situation, absolutely. So there you go. There's the end of Long Song Silver, episode 16. Getting proggy with it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you liked it.
That was great, man. I tasked you with putting together a prog show, and you did not fail.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
That was some noodly bullshit you just played for the last hour.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to play some stuff that was entertaining as well as enlightening and also can be what's the word I'm thinking of? I
danceable? And you could dance to it?
So I kind of can dance to it, Dick. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Anyway,
let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us for another quarantine cast.
Deep in quarantine. Well, when you're sitting around doing nothing, maybe you need long periods of time in which to do it, you know, and that's what a good long song can do, you know. I mean, that would be like the benefit of sitting down and listening to like A Love Supreme by John Coltrane. You have to listen to the whole thing all the way through. Because it's one entire...
Are we ever going
to
do a jazz show?
Well, maybe we will. Maybe we'll do a jazz show.
Figure that one out.
That could be
14 hours long.
14 hours long. That's exactly right. Yes. The next 14 episodes of this show will be our jazz program.
So, it's really clear the room. Anyway, it's good to see you again, I guess.
Yeah.
You're on the screen. That's
yeah.
good enough.
You're still there, and I promise you, one of these days, you'll be back in this studio very, very soon, my friend.
Yeah. I do like the upgrades you're making. It's looking good there.
Yeah. It's a lot more to come. A lot more to come.
Are you ever going to paint the walls? Is that ever going to happen?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Could you repeat that?
You're never going to do something with the wall color? Because this beige, you're blending right into it.
Well, I'll change the lighting in some way. I'll make the lighting better. You know, even though I'm beige and, you know, I'm fading into the... I can see how I'm fading into
really are. You're fading into the cream stucco.
Oh, yeah. Look at that, man. Uh-huh. I never realized how white I am. Good God.
You're very white, yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. Anyway, let's get out of here. We said the balconyradio.com is the website. balconyradio@gmail.com is our email address. Okay, so let's get out of here.
Anyway, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Things.
Facebook, Instagram, all the platforms that you can possibly think of. I think we are out there in some face form. Please wear your mask.
Are we on LinkedIn? We might be on LinkedIn.
I don't know if we're on LinkedIn or not. I haven't checked that. Please wear your mask and be safe and get your vaccination when it is available, ladies and gentlemen. So enough of that politicizing. Let's get out of here. And,
that's right.
We're going
to listen. This is an interesting choice.
We're going to finish up with Brand X. Not so much progressive rock as it is fusion, but still a really nice, tasty selection here from a record called Masks.
Tell us who Brand X is.
Brand X is several people together. They're mostly jazz musicians. One, Phil Collins, used to be in the band. The other people in the band would include John Goodsell on guitar and Percy Jones on the bass, and as well as Robin Lumley on the keyboards. And they were together. They've been together since about 1976. And this was Phil Collins' work was doing. He was doing this about the same time that Genesis was somewhat on hiatus, I guess you could say. Or I don't know if you could call his...
This is the time Peter left.
Yeah, I don't know if you could call this his side project or his other project or or whatever, but be that as it may, Phil Collins was in the band. However, we are going to listen to a record that he was not on, unfortunately. But be that as it may, this is, like I said, it's the record, it's Masks. It's still a really good song, great record. We're going to listen to a song called The Ghost of Mayfield Lodge. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Get out.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
I can feel the groove.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.